Exclusive. GOP Representative Mary Miller urges colleagues to defund abortion giant Planned Parenthood through reconciliation. By Catherine Hamilton on May 5, 2025. Representative Mary Miller, REL, urged her Republican colleagues on Monday to use the budget reconciliation process to strip abortion giant Planned Parenthood of federal funding. Miller sent a letter to Chairman of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce Representative Brett Guthrie, RKY, asking him to use every legislative option available to seize all federal funds going to Planned Parenthood. Breitbart News first obtained the letter. Planned Parenthood is a multi-billion-dollar abortion business that continues to receive millions in federal funding. President Trump had it right when he issued an executive order to cut off taxpayer dollars from abortion providers like Planned Parenthood, Miller told Breitbart News. It's time for Congress to make that policy permanent. I urge the Energy and Commerce Committee to ensure that not another dime of American tax dollars goes to this murder-for-profit organization. In her letter, Miller pointed out that abortions and transgender treatments have exploded in clinics across the country. According to the Charlotte Lozier Institute, abortions made up 97.1% of Planned Parenthood's pregnancy services from 2021 to 2022, performing nearly 400,000 abortions. In 2023, my home state of Illinois performed 72,143 abortions, the most in our history since the state started reporting abortion totals in 1973, she wrote. Due to a lack of decisive congressional action, Planned Parenthood has become a federally funded health network with private assets valued at $2.5 billion. Recent numbers show that Planned Parenthood received nearly $700 million in taxpayer revenue from 2022 to 2023, she continued. Miller also referenced the Government Accountability Office's 2019 to 2022 healthcare funding report, which found that Planned Parenthood received about $148 million in HHS grants or cooperative agreements and $1.54 billion in Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP payments. Planned Parenthood affiliates also received 44 Paycheck Protection Program loans totaling approximately $89 million. The entire amount, including accrued interest, was forgiven, she wrote. It is essential that we protect taxpayer dollars and stop funding this organization, she added. President Trump has already issued an executive order that implements such a plan. Therefore, I urge you to do everything possible to ensure Planned Parenthood never receives another penny of taxpayer dollars. Defund Planned Parenthood, Chairman Guthrie by Breitbart News unscribed. President Donald Trump has called on Republicans to pass his agenda through reconciliation in one big beautiful bill. Defunding abortion businesses through the reconciliation process would allow the Senate to bypass the critical 60-vote threshold for a simple majority vote instead. While federal funding for abortions specifically is barred by the Hyde Amendment, pro-life opponents argue no federal funds should be used to prop up any business that performs abortions. Miller is one of several GOP lawmakers who rallied at Capitol Hill in March with pro-life groups, calling on Republicans to use their trifecta to hack away at the hydra that is Planned Parenthood by cutting its biggest source of taxpayer cash, Medicaid. At the time, pro-life caucus chair Representative Chris Smith, RNJ, called abortion violence, and said, at a minimum, taxpayers should not be forced to pay for this hideous form of child abuse. For far too long, politicians and much of the media have ignored, trivialized, enabled, and whitewash the business of Planned Parenthood, decapitating and dismembering helpless babies with sharp knives or poisoning babies with pills that literally starve them to death and often result in their bodies being flushed down a toilet, Smith said. Child decapitation, dismemberment and starvation are not health care. It is violence, and at a minimum, taxpayers should not be forced to pay for this hideous form of child abuse. Federal taxpayers provide Planned Parenthood with nearly $600 million every year. That must end, he continued. Reconciliation legislation offers an important opportunity to stop funding abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. This is an opportunity we cannot afford to miss. The rally occurred after 150 national and state pro-life leaders signed and sent a letter to members of Congress asking them to stop American taxpayer dollars from funding the abortion industry. A Republican trifecta presents the opportunity to bolster these efforts by cutting funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood, through budget reconciliation, reads the letter. It continues. Republican reconciliation bills in 2015 and 2017 included a provision to stop giving hard-earned American tax dollars to big abortion. In 2025, it is even more urgent to cut funding for this industry that endangers women and unborn children and spends tens of millions of dollars to promote woke policies and candidates. Last week, two sources close to the House Energy and Commerce Committee told Fox News Digital defunding Planned Parenthood is being floated as lawmakers look to slash at least $1.5 trillion in spending. Exclusive, Senate Majority Leader John Thune targeting July 4 as deadline to send reconciliation plan extending Trump tax cuts to president's desk. We are working on a lot of different options, but that's been discussed, Rep. Guthrie told the outlet when asked about slashing funds to Planned Parenthood. Yeah, it's been discussed. A spokesperson for the committee said the committee is not yet ready to comment on any policy-specific items that may or may not be included in the final bill text. Energy and Commerce is examining a full menu of options from the committee's broad jurisdiction, such as energy, environment, health, telecommunications, and more, the spokesperson said. Last week, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said Republicans plan to target big abortion in the budget reconciliation process, according to the report. At a gala, Johnson reportedly discussed redirecting funds to federally qualified health centers. After President Trump was elected, Johnson said he would like to slash funds for Planned Parenthood. And Elon Musk proposed using the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, which he heads, to cut funds to the abortion organization. The Wall Street Journal reported in March that the Trump administration plans to freeze federal grants to Planned Parenthood abortion worth $120 million this year. In April, the Trump administration froze tens of millions of dollars in Title X funds to nine Planned Parenthood state affiliates, pointing to possible violations of federal civil rights law and President Donald Trump's executive orders. Exclusive, shocking data suggests abortion pill complications 22 times higher than previously reported. FDA must reinstate stronger safeguards. Planned Parenthood's 2023 annual report reveals that taxpayer funding in the form of government grants, contracts, and Medicaid reimbursements hit $699.3 million and made up 34% of Planned Parenthood's overall revenue. Planned Parenthood's taxpayer funding has increased by 43% since 2010, according to an analysis by the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute. The Institute noted that Planned Parenthood's taxpayer funding is reported by its affiliates, whose information lags behind the national office and covers fiscal years ending in 2022. Planned Parenthood also reported $997.5 million from private contributions, up 44% from the previous report. In total, the abortion giant reported nearly $2.1 billion in income and more than $2.5 billion in net assets. The same report shows that Planned Parenthood performed 392,716 abortions in 2021 to 2022, a 5% increase from the previous year and a 20% increase over its past 10 reports, according to the Institute. Total services were down 17%. Related, report, abortions increased again in 2024 post-Roe, surpassing 1 million unborn babies killed. At the same time, American Life League's Stop International 2025 report on Planned Parenthood CEO compensation shows, using the latest available data, that the average total compensation paid to all Planned Parenthood affiliate CEOs increased 11% from 2020 to 2023. In those 4 years, Planned Parenthood's average CEO earnings went from $317,564 to $352,661. Additionally, Planned Parenthood CEOs continue to rank in the 98th percentile of U.S. wage earners, according to the report. The report also found that Planned Parenthood's President Alexis McGill Johnson makes $904,014 annually, while Planned Parenthood affiliate CEOs in California make upwards of $800,000. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.